This conference is being recorded.
This is Jim Peek at MySuccessGateway.com, and this is part three of Want to Get on the 6 o'clock news with Larry Emsweller. And Larry's going to assist me in his coaching program, and this is going to be part of the actual product. And one of the areas that we're going to be working on is I've got two, quote, items that I believe are newsworthy and would like to get those into the news this coming week. And so Larry is going to assist me in doing so, and we'll start from there. So,
okay,
Larry,
Jim.
I've got two stories, and the first story is about the fact that we did a, I say we, myself and another fellow by the name of Eric Graham, did an evaluation of the presidential candidates' websites. And the reason why that has a link to My Success Gateway is basically what I wanted to find out is how the presidential candidates are addressing any small business issues, because our target audience is entrepreneurs and small businesses. And when we went to their websites, we found out the following. There was no mentions at all of any small business types of information, solutions, programs, that sort of thing, support. We also wanted to not just isolate small business programs, we also wanted to, you know, see if they were talking about senior citizens and Social Security, you know, because those are going to be a big issue in the upcoming years. And the same thing with veterans. You know, how are the candidates addressing some of the issues with veterans as far as health care is concerned and taking care of them once they come back from, you know, places like Iraq, and even the veterans that are, you know, beyond that and have served in Vietnam and previous wars. So
what did you find out? How are they doing?
Well, they're not doing so well.
Okay.
What's your hook then? Well, my hook is that they are not addressing 75 million voters in the United States, because if you add these groups up, small businesses are about 25 million. The veterans are about 23 million, and senior citizens are about 36 million.
So the hook would be presidential candidates don't deliver to small business.
That's correct. Okay, so they don't deliver to small business.
Okay.
But they also don't deliver to veterans and senior citizens.
Okay. What are you wanting the full story to be then? Because to me, if the story is they don't deliver to small business, then the fact that they also don't deliver to other groups becomes a subset of that topic. But let's figure out what's going to be the strongest headline.
Okay. So I think the strongest headline for me, at least in my mind, is that they're ignoring a block of voters of about 75 million.
That's your title.
Yes.
Presidential candidates do not deliver to 75 million voters.
Yes.
Something along that line. And the reason I say phrase it that way is because you're expanding the appeal of the story. If you're talking only about the small business, anyone who doesn't have a small business is automatically not interested in the article. Remember, the media, they're interested specifically in things that will generate viewers. By generating viewers and saying presidential candidates fail to target 75 million voters, what they're effectively doing is expanding that, and the audience says, well, who the hell are they covering? Who are they targeting? That's a lot of people. Then you get into the breakdown and the fact that their websites don't target 75 million visitors. Then you get into the breakdown of who are these people.
Yes, okay, and we've got that in the press release.
Okay, see, that's to me a greater mass appeal, and it's a better hook, and it's more promotable. It addresses the first few things within the story criteria.
Okay.
Then if you just say, small business not targeted by, you know, the presidential candidates, you're eliminating quite a few people.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that collectively, the three groups, I mean, when you start saying 75 million voters, that's potentially, that could change the race.
Well, absolutely, because you're talking about small businesses, you're talking about veterans, and who's the third group?
Senior citizens.
Senior citizens. Well, senior citizens is a huge voting block, and there are so many articles right there now. You know, I'm wondering if, and let's think about this for a moment. Let's go with the 75 million voters, and then you can pare it down. Now, your agenda is obviously for small business.
Yes.
Seniors is a more emotional hook.
Yes.
So, you know, the key is if you're going, because your business is related to small businesses, then probably going the small business route makes the most sense. I would then go immediately to seniors and then to veterans, although they both share emotional concepts because of the war.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so what I've done is I've to get them interested is we've created what we call a webinar, which is basically
right.
like an online presentation that anybody can go to, and that's on our website. And we actually take the user through all big six candidates' websites: Barack Obama, John Edwards, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, and Hillary Clinton. And we show them. We go, oh, we're looking for three things: small businesses, veterans, and senior citizens. And we show them that, you know, we would go through the website. You know, we spend about anywhere between 8 and 10 minutes on each website.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we show them that that information is not there. And we show them ways that they can improve their website conversions and basically the fact that all they're looking for, they all want money, and they all want our vote. And we've actually signed up for, you know, to as small media to get interviews with the candidates. We haven't received those yet, but we have gotten back emails that basically say, hey, we want your money and we want your vote. Well, wait a minute. I didn't let them know that I was looking at them as a candidate. I let them know that I was small media, that I would like to do an interview with them. So, you know, the couple that replied back to me saying they want my money and want my vote basically says that they're not even targeting or segmenting out the people that are visiting their websites.
Okay. I think you're going to have to try to elicit, once again, some kind of response to this huge absentee block that they have.
Okay.
Who they're missing. If for no other reason, so that you can tell the reporter that attempts were either ignored or failed because they wouldn't comment specifically on what you sent them. It was more of a generic, we want your money and we want your vote, and they're not addressing the issues right now.
Okay.
Since you approach all of this as a media type, and I don't know if that's your plan for this, you have to allow some kind of opportunity to say that you've tried to reach them. The reporter will try to reach their campaign headquarters to balance the story, to get their reaction.
Okay.
But it's interesting because since you are effectively an advocate for small businesses,
yes.
If they do not address you, then that becomes a part of the story, a major part of the headline.
Okay. Now, I have spoken to some of these larger media outlets, you know, mm-hmm. places like, USA Today and so forth, and more than one of them has said to me, Jim, we ourselves are unable to get interviews with these candidates. So don't feel bad. I'm like, well, no, I don't feel bad. However, I believe that it would be in their best interest to interview a small business to talk about some small business issues, mainly because we do represent a block of about 23 to 25 million small businesses, of which 98% of the companies in the United States are under 100 people are considered to be small businesses.
I understand that. The only point I'm making is there's going to have to be an attempt on your part, and it sounds as if there has. I would just suggest one more attempt with a quick email saying, how do you address this? If they don't respond, you've at least attempted for equal fairness, because each story has to have a balanced approach, like
right.
Fox News, you know, fair and balanced. Whether or not that's reality, I don't know. But the truth of the matter is it has to have a semblance of fair balance. You need it for your website and your webinar, if for no other reason, to state in the copy points that attempts to get a response from the individual candidates over this have failed.
Okay,
other
I haven't done that yet.
This. Okay, that's a key point because, yes, they will do it, but you present yourself in a little different manner because as an advocate for small businesses, you attempt to not only point out flaws, but you attempt to point out answers or solutions. And so far, none of the candidates are responding with a solution other than saying, give me your money and your vote.
Correct. Now, I have spoken to two of the, quote, camps where I've actually spoken to people there, and they both said that they were, you know, looking into it and that there is, quote, potential, but they left it open where, well, we'll just get back to you type of thing. And, you know, at the end of the day, I really don't feel that, that there's really a strong effort on their end to make something happen. However, you know, we'll see. I mean, both of those candidates, one happens to be Mitt Romney, the other one happens to be John McCain. But, you know, so we'll see. I mean,
whether or not they make the decision to contact you is irrelevant.
Okay.
You have to make the contact to them in order to, on your website, create a sense of fair and balanced. You also have to, in your ability to talk to a reporter, say, I've attempted to contact them because MySuccessGateway.com is, in many respects, an advocate for small businesses. Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement.
Okay. Then it prevents you from looking as if you're trying to create a negative story. You're trying to create a story with a solution. The candidates won't give you the solution.
Okay.
So you're pointing out here's what needs to be done in order to address this contingency.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So what I will do is I will write a press release tonight that includes that part of it in there and also lets them know that you know, we've got this webinar that's available, and they can go to our website, and I'll give them the link so that they can find that. And, you know, the one thing is, though, Larry, you know, to go through the webinar, it's going to take them, you know, basically about an hour to do as far as the media is concerned. So I know that a lot of these folks don't have 1 hour. But
what you're going to have to do is a summary of the results. And it's kind of like the concept that I talk about in the tapes that people have listened to. You'll have to provide the executive summary for them.
Okay.
They're not going to have time. So what did you find? What was the results? In other words, the bullet points from the webinar will have to be, to a certain extent, incorporated in this, or for you to be able to hand it over to them.
Okay.
Even to the extent of making a copy of the webinar in a PDF file that you can email to them
yes.
so that they can print it out if they don't have time to go online and maneuver.
Right. Now, I haven't transcribed the webinar yet. It's basically like a video player of two people going through six different websites. So it's almost like a movie.
Okay.
And we put it up on Google Video. And we were going to put it up on YouTube. However, the file size is too big for YouTube.
You'll have to in some way eke out the individual key points of relevance in the press release or when talking, because it is conceivable that these people as a whole will not have a chance to look at it. Those who do the story will look at it.
Okay, so I can do that. I can summarize on with a couple bullet points on each candidate what we found to be relevant and either interesting or not interesting. So,
and the fact that it's in the form of a video
yep.
addresses the other question I was getting ready to ask is which direction are you going, newspaper or TV?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that it could go both ways, And so I'd want to try them both equally. I don't think it would be – actually, but the funny thing is I've already got a radio interview, you know, that's going to be covering one of the topics on it. So that's
Well, I mean, I don't think that – okay, normally before I found out you have video, because I thought it was just a traditional webinar with, like, PowerPoint slides and all of that.
Right.
But if it's a video,
yeah,
you can make that video available to the newsrooms.
Yes.
Along with the press release and along with the findings. And what I would do if I were you is I would call a couple of people that you've had positive experiences with, whether you've been on their air or not, where you've had some positive experiences, and tip them off that you're sending out a press release, but that you can email them the press release or whatever and let them take a look at it if they want to get a heads up on everybody.
Okay.
Which is something good to do, because particularly with the people who have responded well to you and nice to you, you need to give them a first crack.
Yes. Yeah, okay, I can definitely do that. So, okay, so that's great information, and, you know, I guess to be determined. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out as far
as... How did Mitt Romney's, you're going to have to forgive me, I can't remember. Is Romney from Massachusetts?
Well, I think he's from Utah, but he was a governor of Massachusetts.
Okay.
And...
Because how does his stack up?
Well, his stacked up, I think he stacks up well amongst, he's definitely approachable. You know, we were able to call and actually reach somebody at his office, which is better than some of them. Some of them don't even provide phone numbers.
I'm sorry, I'm referring to how did his website stack up to the others? Are they all about the same?
That they were all bad. There weren't any that were really targeting users. They were targeting a lot of problems, but they weren't targeting they were targeting issues, but they weren't providing solutions.
Okay.
That's a overgeneralization. There were some stands on some of the issues, but at the end of the day, there's not a framework or a standardization of all the issues and how they're responding to all of these issues.
Romney is considered, though, a favorite son of Massachusetts. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement, yes.
Then what I would do is now you're getting down to parsing what you have, and I would take and perhaps have Romney in the headline.
Okay.
Romney and other major candidates fail to address 75 million Americans' concerns or something along that line, because that's what your BZ in Boston, your CVB in Boston is going to be looking for. How can I tie this locally as well as the national umbrella? By doing that on a local basis, it makes it more possible for a BZ or a station in the Boston market to pick it up, because Romney's a hometown story.
Right. I actually tried calling WBZ yesterday, and they're closed on the weekends. So I thought that was
No, they're not. They're not closed on the weekends. You just have to call the news number.
Okay, well, I thought I would call the main news number, so I guess I have to find the right number.
Yeah, you have to find the main number, and if necessary, I would call BZ Radio.
Yep.
They still have a radio station, don't they?
They do, yes.
Okay. Look for, in the phone book, look for news tips.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Go in and look for news tips, either at BZ Radio or BZ TV. News operations are 24/7.
So you can always get through to them.
You can always get through to them, but you're going to have to, on the weekend, find their news tip line or hotline, because they'll have it published either on their website or in the phone book or wherever, because
okay,
that's how they get tips. So if you ever call and get the recording, realize you've gotten the main switchboard.
Okay. Okay, so I can do that. So again, we talk about going back local, and that's the best way to get some coverage nationally, is to go local first. And so I've already contacted some locals and definitely need to get back to some of them. As a matter of fact, I did contact the Boston Herald, and I sent them a press release or, you know, a press story pitch. And they said, oh, yes, we do have it. Thank you very much for calling back. We will get back to you.
Who is the political reporter for the Boston Herald? I'm sure there are several. Are there any reporters that specifically handle, say, Romney? They would have to have somebody.
You know what? And I do not have that person's
name. Then pick up a Sunday paper.
Yep.
And find out who their political reporters are. If you send it generically to the newsroom, it'll be a nice thank you. We received it, yada, yada, yada. If you call and speak to a reporter personally and say, I've got a story for you.
Got it.
See, remember, it's the assignment editor at the TV station or the producer. It's the reporter that you contact, not the news city desk or anything like that, or the political desk. It's the reporter that you call in the newspaper, because every reporter today has an email address or a way to contact them.
Right. And, yeah, and as a matter of fact, I've called some reporters. I called the Washington Times yesterday, and I got a hold of somehow I got patched through to one of the reporters, and I called his voicemail, and it says, here, if I'm not in, call me at home. And I called him at home, and he goes, oh, this is an interesting story. He goes, okay, send me an email to my personal email, and I'll get back to you on it. So,
okay, right. See, it's that personal contact that's essential when you're dealing with the newspapers. With TV, it's the generic newsroom.
Okay. With
unless
TV,
they have a political reporter. And then you can sometimes call the political reporter, but the political reporter is usually so jammed, and most TV stations don't have that. They will have somebody like that there, but their focus is going to be more on state-oriented news. Not necessarily national, although they will probably be the ones assigned to cover a press conference if a Romney or a Barack Obama or someone handles that.
Yeah, I already had the list of, on the Boston Globe, I had the list of about four different political reporters. And then when I actually called the main number yesterday, they said, oh, you need to talk to this political reporter. I'm like, oh, okay. So they gave me that number.
If you pick up the paper, you're going to find who's written for this weekend, and you may find new names in there.
Yeah.
So that's the key to do that, because then you've got a name to ask for. If that's not the right person, they'll direct you to somebody else.
Right. And the other thing that I found is that a lot of the articles coming out in the Boston Globe are actually Associated Press articles.
That's not unusual, particularly for the national coverage. In a television station, in a newspaper, the mission of the local newspaper is to write local news.
Right.
It's the same for the local TV station. They will usually have somebody covering through AP, CNN Newswire, or a variety of newswires that are available to them to take care of the national stories. They will do a local sidebar or a local story, unless something locally originates with them. And that's why I say go Romney, because he's Massachusetts' favorite son, and all of a sudden you're giving them a hook with which they can tie in a local story to a national story before the national story hits. They have the opportunity to break a national story, in other words.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's great information, and then I will act on that and follow up with you later this week and let you know what the results are. Now, I've got a second item that could be very interesting for the press. And what I did was I wanted to do a survey with my own list of people and find out what it is that they were exactly looking for. And, you know, I don't have a large list. And so in that survey, and I've been told this before by other folks, that survey data is very interesting to the news media because they can, you know, they can do something with that, and it makes it kind of interesting.
Yeah, you can take that and you can put that in what is referred to as a character generator. And that basically can put the statistics up on the screen. That makes up for lack of visuals in a story for television.
Okay.
And
so,
it's good information because it makes the person, it makes the public think that they're the ones who actually track down the information. So the reporters get a little high on it because it makes them feel as if they've done something and they get credit for something they had nothing to do with.
Got it. Okay, so here's what I found out. When we did the survey, one of the questions that I asked was, is it easy or difficult for you to achieve success? And I would probably say that about five out of five say that it's easy to achieve success.
Well, that's about typical for the national statistics that show that, what, 1 in 5 businesses fail?
Right, right. Well, 4 out of 5 businesses probably fail.
I mean, 4 out of 5 businesses, excuse me. Yeah, 4 out of 5 businesses fail.
Yeah. Now, here's the really interesting kicker. The ones that all said that it was difficult to achieve success, all of them did not have mentors. The ones that said that it was easy to have success, half of them said that they did have a mentor. The other half said that they out of that, half of them said that it was easy to achieve success. The other half said, even though they've got a mentor, it's still hard to achieve success. But the continuity of this little survey basically says that it's a whole lot easier to achieve success with a mentor.
Okay. How many people were surveyed?
35.
How many? Okay. Is 35 the final response?
Yes. I mean, after I took out some of the double entries, 30. I had 35 people.
Okay.
That responded, and it was difficult getting people to respond to the survey. I mean, it was only a 3-minute survey. It was a little bit challenging. However, though, the numbers were definitely overwhelming, saying that the people that did not have a mentor were not having success.
Okay. Jim, in my honest opinion, you don't have enough of a baseline group, of a base group,
okay,
to go to the press and say this. But it's an interesting story that should be on the front page of your website.
Okay, I can do that.
Because it's one, it's not scientific. Two, 35 respondents is so minuscule, there's no way to extrapolate any kind of hard-based data there other than most people thinking that, yeah, if you've got a mentor, your chances of having a success are better because you've got that third-party observer who's not caught in the forest, and they can see around. It's the reason you hire a consultant, a coach, or a mentor. But for people who are interested in your website, you know, I think that's a front page story as well as a blog that can be picked up in the online world through different through the different PR sources and things of that sort.
Right,
it becomes a part of your online branding strategy as opposed to a real honest-to-God news story.
Okay.
It is a news story for the people who responded, but it's not a news story based upon the criteria of only 35 respondents. It's not overwhelming enough to say there's a trend here.
Okay. So what would I have to get, like 100 or?
Well, you need to have out of first of all, you need to have out of 100 people, because a lot of surveys are done on that. Most surveys by Gallup and all are in the thousands of people.
Yep.
So you have a minuscule respondent group and not enough to take it. Here's an idea. You don't have enough to take it nationally at this point or even on a local story basis. It's too small. But by taking it and putting it on your site and on your blog, it will be picked up in the search engines.
Right.
That will help brand it online. Now, if you want to take it one step farther, you could do work with a company called PR Web and send out a press release.
Right.
But I don't think you should waste your time at this point trying to call and sell a story. because there's not enough of a story there.
Right. Now,
there is with the other one, and what you'll run into, and this is the thing I've got to keep telling people over and over again, it's not the number of story ideas you come up with, it's the quality of the story concept that you have. And if you get on, and I'm a perfect example of this, there was a big article about me in the Nashville Tennessean, and then about a month later something else happened, and I tried to get a story on that. But because it was so close to this major half-page story on me, the other was still just trying to promote me with a story concept of it wasn't about me, it was about me being the expert. But because they had just done something so close, they didn't want to feature me again.
That makes
sense. That's the other thing people have to remember. This isn't a panacea for getting on the news every day, every week, every month. If you get on, it could be another 2 to 3 months before you get on, unless you begin to establish a specific repartee with the reporter and you're feeding them information that has this huge appeal.
Okay, that makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
If you get on once, don't plan on being on there the next 3 weeks in a row or the next month. It could be another month or two. It's the persistence and the consistency, but you've got to pick your story. If you give them one good story and then come on with something that isn't quite as at the same level, then all of a sudden, and that's what I even did, you know, so... You know, I can speak from my own personal experience there. This has happened to me in the very beginning when I was doing this years ago. Thinking I made it on, so I can give them something else. They are cautious about that.
Well, because otherwise it'll be too much. It'll be overexposure. I mean, you look at Al Sharpton. I mean, he seems to be in the media all the time. I guess they don't, you know, they
whether
don't want
he
that.
Wants to or not. I would think that, yeah, but the bottom line is it has to be the quality of story. That's the main thing. If you've got another story that is just as high a quality, then that's great. The second story you pitched isn't as high a quality of story. There are not enough elements there to make it worth a reporter to write.
Okay. All right, well, I think this has been very helpful, and you know, I appreciate you're assisting me and you know, the other folks here with want to get on the 6 o'clock news as far as the product goes, because it is not a magic bullet. It requires a little bit of effort, a little bit of thinking, and making the right methodical contacts. And you know, it does work. I mean, you and I know that. I mean, I've been able to get into Forbes and Fox News and, you know, my local newspaper. So.
I think, Jim, the point to be made here is this. Although this specific story idea has, there are going to be a lot of businesses out there that say, well, okay, that's a story idea, but how does it apply to me? Because my business is so different. It's the questioning, it's the layering down, because we took what was basically, in the very beginning, a national story, layered it down to let's find that local hook, which we did. This is the reverse of most stories. Most stories are going to be, well, I take that back. It's not the reverse of most stories. The story that was originally conceived was the national presidential.
Yes.
But now the ego of the story is Mitt Romney, and the fact that Massachusetts' own son doesn't address the needs of 75 million voters out there, and, oh, by the way, neither does anyone else, that's your local hook. So we are paring it down. So the message here for people who are listening to this is you have to ask yourself the same questions. You have to explore the basis of the story idea to determine all of the different elements that are a part of it. It's not just, I've got this idea. You've literally got to flesh it out before you take it to a media. You've got to determine whether or not it's a newspaper story or a visual story. This would not have been a television story had it not been for the fact that you have video.
Correct.
Of the webinar. So that then makes it an equal playing field as far as this goes. So, but it's the fleshing out of what we did and asking the questions and all that is required before you take a story concept and pitch it to a newsroom. And again, we've gone over for the newspaper, you find the reporters. In the TV world, you find the assignment editor.
Yep. Inside of each newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, you know, the one thing that comes up for me that we talk about in the actual webinar of the candidates' websites is, you know, the fact that small businesses are, there's a lot of us out there, there's 25 million of us. We talk about the issue of healthcare. You know, why couldn't a presidential candidate assist small businesses in optimizing healthcare coverage into group coverage? And that would be very interesting to, I think, a lot of small businesses. So,
it would, and that's another story for down the road, but don't let it confuse this story. Or
okay.
Is that a better story? See, now we come right back again. We're still fleshing it out. Do we have the story that makes the most sense, or is there a secondary story here that may be stronger?
Well, what I could do is, there was an article that came out in E-Commerce Times about the candidates' websites, but they were really talking about their technical capabilities, how fast did the page load, that type of thing. I think that you know, we were more concerned with the actual content and the message versus the technical aspects of the websites. And obviously that does play a part in how you deliver the information, the technical side.
It does, but that's not the part that the audience is going to respond to.
There's not a lot of emotional.
No, that's impact. Why you saw it in a very, very niche magazine.
Correct.
Okay. Now, this is a thought, because you're clearly going to want to incorporate in the story other areas that they did not address, healthcare for small employers or whatever. So it's even possible that what you're doing is you're creating, again, remember we have a beginning, a middle, and an end of a story?
Yes.
The beginning is the main part of it, which is Mitt Romney is not doing this along with every other political candidate. So what are they doing? Well, right now they're looking for money and they're looking for votes. How do they, you know, so what are the areas where they are shy in? Now we're moving into the middle of the story. And the areas where they're shy on, small business, veterans, health care for small businesses, senior citizens, and the story then follows into that realm. That's your middle. The end of the story that leads to the payoff is that they need to address this. They haven't. They're more concerned with the speed and the download of what it is it does. But they still have a long way to go to begin doing what every politician fails to do, is really address the needs.
Right. They did not address the actual user that was actually visiting their site. You know, and they're asking for money and their vote without even qualifying themselves as, you know, I mean, I can't see myself donating any money to any one of these candidates until I hear where they stand on small business issues.
Right. Now, when you talk to the reporters and you must give them all of this different information, they may find, and this happens many, many times in a newsroom, there are other stories that these people are working on. It may be that your story becomes a sidebar to something they're working on, like they're doing something on the healthcare issues and where the political candidates stand on it.
Right.
And your story all of a sudden becomes, well, they're not even taking care of this on their website. The reporter may find a hook that is even stronger than what you're presenting because you've looked at several key areas.
That's a great point. So I should probably list those key areas before
list
I get on the phone.
List the key areas where they failed. Don't assume the hook. Assume the hook is basically this. Mitt Romney is not delivering on 75 million voters. Neither is anyone else. Here are the areas where they fail to address the concerns of the voters. small business, veterans, seniors, health care for small businesses. At this point, they are not addressing any of this on the informational websites. And informational websites were created and really propelled Howard Dean into the forefront. So it seems as if this election they have less to deal with on their informational sites.
Right.
But that way, if you approach it from that standpoint, the hook is they don't address the needs of 75 million voters in these key areas on their websites. And then let the individual reporter listen to those and figure out which may be the strongest story from their perspective as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you get them hooked into the interest of a story concept, then let them craft the story if they find a stronger hook. And they'll find that just in asking you questions. So don't be as rigid in the storyline, thinking that, well, this is what's important to me. Let them determine what's important. Tell them what's important to you, because you're a small business advocate. But
right.
Let them determine what is important to them out of all of the information you give them.
Well, that's exactly what I did with Forbes. I mean, they didn't really care about my business that much. They were more concerned about my story of how I got to my business. Okay, if that's what you want to talk about, let's do it. You know, I let them run with it. That for them was more interesting than the business and how we're helping other small businesses.
And if you think about Forbes, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So yeah, and that's been a good story too. That's been up there for I think almost a month now, which has been great. So we welcome that all day long.
Okay. Does that
I think that about covers it.
Does that help as far as giving you direction?
100%, without a doubt.
It's not too overwhelming, is it?
No. I think it's and I think the point is that anybody can do this stuff. Anybody can get themselves on the news. And, you know, like you say, it is a little bit of trial and error. You know, send up their, you know, like you said, the healthcare side of it or the Mitt Romney side of it might be more interesting to them than the actual, you know, the voter block.
The small business,
Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense because they're already covering some of those topics. And, you know, I've also talked to some other NECN, you know, the local cable television news station, they're like, oh, Jim, you know, it's a little bit early to be talking about candidate stuff for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be focused on that. I'm like, okay, no problem. So when I have something else, I'll get back to you on it.
Yeah, and the closer that we get, because remember, this whole election could be over with by the 1st of March as far as who the candidates are.
Yeah.
So by now, they've already passed their hurdle of wanting money. Now they need to be focusing in on what they're going to deliver. And that's where this story comes in.
Right. And I think that the answers so far have been extremely vague on their end. That's my own personal opinion.
They're politicians. What else do you expect? That's an editorial comment. Shouldn't make that on this tape.
Anyway, okay. Well, listen, this has been great. I can't thank you enough, and I look forward to seeing the results.
Great. Good luck with it.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.